Senate Bill 9, an act to permit certain full-time post-secondary students to vote in municipal and school elections.
Senate Bill 9 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam Pro Tem.
Senator Hagan.
Thank you. Senate Bill 9 is brought to us by the Secretary of State's office, and it's to encourage voting by post-secondary students in municipal and school elections. Currently, in order to vote in a municipal or school election, the voter must physically reside in the jurisdiction at least 30 days within the past year. Some post-secondary students don't meet this requirement back in the hometown or home school district. This change would allow those post-secondary students to continue voting in municipal and school elections in their home area. This does not affect primary or general elections where there's no residency requirements beyond being registered to vote, and I'm sure the Secretary would thank you for your support.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 9. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Vogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst? Greenfield, Hagan, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Putnam. Senator Putnam. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 9 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.